In Oakland, California, today authorities announced that the search of the fire-ravaged ghost ship warehouse is over. The number of victims stands at 36. Thankfully, it didn't climb higher, but city officials across the country are worried that a warehouse could burn on their watch, and artists are bracing for closings and the loss of affordable space. Let's start in Oakland. On Monday, five new illegal housing complaints were filed with Oakland's Planning and Building Department, one of them against another local warehouse. Stephanie Martin-Taylor from Here and Now contributor KQ. QED reports.
I went to West Oakland to knock on the door of an artist collective that's housed in an old warehouse. The place is named, and this is chilling in light of recent events, the Death Trap. It's one of the buildings that was named this week in an illegal housing complaint. The city plans to inspect the place tomorrow, which may explain why no one there wanted to talk to me. They said they were holding an emergency meeting about the building's safety and weren't sure yet whether they wanted to talk to the media about their space. So instead, I went to Kilovolt, a coffee shop just a few blocks away. One of the baristas, Eve Hostetler, told me there's a lot of fear in the community right now.
Fear of eviction and just fear of art. Like, why we came to Oakland in the first place was because we knew we could do this.
Hostetler is a dancer and contortionist who performs in two circus troupes. She says her artist collective is located in an old garage and laundromat. It's relatively cheap and has lots of room for her to practice. She's pretty sure the building is up to code, but she worries that's not the case with other collectives in the neighborhood.
So now there's the fear of, like, if that's going to be taken away from us, like, where to next, pretty much.
Barista William Mitchell is a drummer and electronic artist in two local bands. He does not live in a converted warehouse, but he's always wanted to.
There's definitely appeal. I've always been drawn to it. Like, high ceilings and like skylights, and like the atmosphere is really nice.
Mitchell performs in these spaces a lot. He says he and his friends are talking about what might happen in the coming months.
There's a lot of worry involved with either places getting shut down or landlords just maybe, I don't know, who's to say what could happen, but just cracking down, if you will, on these spaces and perhaps losing places to live, to perform, to attend events.
Oakland's mayor has called for an investigation into all records of complaint about the Ghost Ship Collective and has asked for an independent review of other spaces that may be operating without permits. Oakland leaders say the fire at the Ghost Ship has made everyone more aware of what can happen when a building isn't safe. The key will be to find ways to preserve these artist communities without putting more lives at risk. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Martin-Taylor.